Okay, the sisters, here's a Bible question for you. The sisters in the Bible at whose house Jesus stayed?
Mary and Martha.
Okay. Do you know a nickname for Helen beginning with N?
Helen.
Beginning with an N. There's a song that goes, "Wait till the sun shines."
Nelly.
Okay. Nickname for a little boy named William, beginning with B.
Bill.
Okay. Who wrote the first four Gospels?
I know they're Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but who wrote them?
Wrote the first of the four Gospels, is what I meant to say. I'm sorry. A woman who conducts school is a...
school teacher, or in olden days they call them a school mom.
Alrighty. Let's see. Do you know who wrote the Leather Stocking Tales? Last of Mohicans, I think, and James Fenimore.
I read those, but I don't know who wrote them.
We'll move on to the next one.
It wasn't James Booth.
No, ma'am. It was Cooper. He had a wife, and he went up to her and said, "I'm very pleased to meet you. How would you address her?"
Ma'am.
Well, if you said her name.
Oh, her name.
Yes,
ma'am. Oh, I'm very pleased to meet you, Martha.
No, ma'am.
Her name was Martha.
No, ma'am. Using her last name.
Oh, using her last name.
And using the form of address that you give to a married woman.
Oh, Mrs.
Okay. Cooper's wife.
Yeah, Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. A preacher that's not really trained, that doesn't have a regular pulpit, preaches on Sunday here and there, and makes his living doing something else. What would you call him?
He has many names. Sometimes they call him a lay preacher, but sometimes they call him a jackleg preacher.
Why would you call him a jackleg preacher?
So many of them are not really sincere in... But I myself would just call him a layman.
Using the term jackleg, have you ever heard it applied to anything else, like a lawyer or a teacher?
Yes. Anyone who is not trained or in their profession usually go by say, "Well, they're just a jackleg. They're not really fully trained for what they're doing." Or rather, what they're attempting to do.
I see. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Okay. The wife of Abraham.
Sarah.
Okay. If your father... let's see. There was a great man in history named William the Conqueror, and he was followed by a man named King John in England. William came from France, conquered England. Now, if your father had brothers by those names, how would you address them? What would you call them?
Sir?
No, ma'am, not.